Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On today's call, we're going to discuss seven directions to the destiny that you deserve. There are less than 4 months remaining in 2022. Plenty of time to direct and or redirect your focus that you desire, or perhaps more importantly, to the destiny that God has planned for you and for each of us. Psalm 73:24, New Living Translation. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Wow, that's strong. God gives us wisdom and direction and the understanding necessary to manifest His destiny for our lives. Here are seven directions to fulfilling your determination to your divine destiny. Number one, make a written declaration to change. Make a written declaration even of your determination to change. If you feel changes are in order for you to achieve your destiny, they don't start with your spouse, pastor, employer, supervisor, or anyone else. The changes you need, well, they start with you. Change, real change, lasting change, must start first in you. Then it will begin to flow through you. Ephesians 4:23, the Living Bible. Now, your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better. Make this written declaration, or at least one similar to it, then confess it, and it becomes a reality. Hallelujah. I'm Bev Herring.
Oh.
This 8th day of September, this solemnly and boldly proclaim my decision to turn my life around, to think and live differently than I have in the past. Today, I'm asking God to show me the changes I need to make and to allow me to see the future and its possibilities as I've never seen them before. I do hereby commit my signature as evidence to God and others that I'm changing. We encourage you to write the date and the time, and then sign your name as a visible commitment to change.
Number two, create a daily confession for a breakthrough in the area of your greatest need. Your confession should be, well, about who you want to become and about the habits that you want to create in the change. Romans 4:17 Classic Amplified says, "As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed." We're talking about Abraham now, "who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed." There is a mental commitment and a spiritual dynamic that takes place when we begin to speak those things that are not as though they were. At a minimum, we can create a confession each evening about the kind of day you want to have the next day, because you're planting seeds for your future in it.
Absolutely. Number three, do one good thing for somebody else every day. You know, 35 years ago, I traveled speaking to civic organizations, and I was known among many things for reciting the following poem. "There's a destiny among us that makes us brothers. None goes this way alone. All that you pass into the lives of others will surely come back into your own." People who pursue their destiny, we believe, understand and practice one scripture, perhaps more than any other. Ephesians 6:8, "Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." The contemporary English version of Ephesians 6:6-8 says it this way: "You know that you will be rewarded for the good things you do." When you realize that putting other people before yourself always brings great rewards, then you're headed to the destiny that you desire. We recommend that you keep a journal of who you blessed and encouraged, who it was, what you did, and what their reaction was, as well as yours. Romans 12:8, New Living Translation. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. Truthfully, we feel like that every believer has the gift of encouragement. A kind word spoken in season will make the day sweeter for every person that you meet.
Number four, keep a journal of your giving. Do you keep a journal? Do you write down the things that God is telling you and speaking to you about? Or do you journal God's blessings in your life? Do you regularly write about what's God showing in the Word? Do you keep written records of Spirit-led seeds that you've sown? If not, you might want to start. The Word of God says in Numbers 33:1-2 in the New Living Translation, this is the route the Israelites followed as they marched out of Egypt under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the Lord's direction, Moses kept a written record of their progress. These are the stages of their march identified by the different places where they stopped along the way. Moses kept a written record of everything that the Israelites were attaining. God wants us to perhaps keep a written record because his blessings are ever increasing and never ending.
Yes.
And you will be glad you did because you can look at it and go, wow, look what the Lord's done. Job 5:9 says, he does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. When we record our breakthroughs, our victories, our miracles, then we can give God the glory and honor that he so richly deserves. Psalm 118:21 says, I thank God for answering my prayer and giving me victory.
Yes.
You can complete your list, well, on index cards, in a journal, in your PDA, your phone or your iPhone or your Android, or your computer, but it's important to have access to it so that your giving and your blessing journal are kept up to date.
Amen. Number five, what one thing can you do to better qualify yourself for a job, promotion, or an increase in sales or retirement income? It would be goofy for you to go to your boss and say, if you give me a raise, you'll get a better job performance for me. It doesn't work that way. You want a promotion, a raise in pay, or a better job? Go to work early. Stay later. 40 hours is for the people who just want to get by. If you want to get ahead, turn the television off. Prepare your mind. Read books, listen to CDs, MP3s, and prepare yourself mentally for the promotion awaiting you. Everyone in the world has the same amount of time. It's how you choose to use it that separates the men from the boys and the women from the girls.
That is so true.
Would your career and income possibilities be different if you would invest that time, say, in your mind? If you give learning the time, you'll get the promotion.
Number six, for at least 1 hour every day, read a book that motivates you toward your destiny and even greater accomplishments in your daily life. Make it a specific time every day. It will jumpstart you. You will have no idea how good it'll be for you. Because if you purpose in your heart to read at least an hour, you're going to be able to read a book a month, maybe even a book a week. Of course, I'm not talking about books the size of War and Peace, but, you know, there are a lot of great books out there, motivational, God-inspired books. To deal with anyone, you know, with any who may doubt what we have just said, let's just say it takes maybe about 2 weeks at an hour a day to read a book. By following a schedule, you could read 26 in a year. How many books have you read in the last year? So, when you read a book every 2 weeks or 26 per year, let's just say you decided to, you would actually be in the upper 75% of all people in the United States of America. Think about that. If you're currently unemployed, then truthfully, you should really spend even more time learning, preparing, reading. You know, it's like seed growing for a much richer future.
Yes, it is. Number seven, seek God early in the day. Seek God early in the day. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. What's the first thing you do? What's the first thing you do in the morning? What's the first thing? Let me keep saying that. What's the first thing you do in the morning? What's the first thing you do in the morning? It's clear that God wants to be first. He wants us to seek Him early. To be honest, this was difficult for me in times past. I have a natural tendency to be about the business of the day, working my to-do list. I like planning my work and working my plan. But that should never interfere with our time with the Lord. God is not hiding from us. He's not playing spiritual hide-and-go-seek. If we seek Him, we'll find Him. Seeking God is simple, but it's not something we can do half-heartedly. I recommend that you pray a minimum of 7 minutes every day. Hallelujah. 7 minutes. That's all. You can do more, but I recommend 7, at least. Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14. Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14. Classic Amplified Bible. Then you'll call upon me, and you'll come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I'll be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity. Hallelujah. Are you hearing this? When we seek Him, when we commune with Him, He'll release us from that which the enemy has used to keep us bound. We're excited about what God is doing in and through your lives and what He's going to do during the remainder of 2022 as you move toward the destiny you desire. Think about that. Hallelujah. Good stuff, honey.
It is good stuff, baby.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldhearing.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says.
That's all we ever ask.
And until tomorrow morning at 7:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
8:30, we're not in Texas anymore.
That's true. 8:30 Eastern. 8:30 Eastern.
That's
until
right.
Then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.